the things that bring us closer to Jannah. And believing in Jannah and believing in Hellfire is part of the belief of the Muslim. If anybody denies the existence of Jannah and the existence of Hellfire, they are disbelievers. This is part of believing in the unseen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has believed them. Although that we don't see them, that we believe in them, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us in His book about the existence of both of them. And His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us about the existence of both of them. And we found numerous verses in the Quran and a plenty of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is to tell us about the description of both of them in detail, and the dwellers of them, both of them. So it is a reality, and it is a must to believe in both of them, and it is the duty of every Muslim, male and female, to struggle towards achieving Jannah and escaping hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in Surah Al-Tahrim, verse number 6, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. Which is the meaning is, O who you believe, save yourself as well as your family from fire, which is the fuel of it, is men and stones upon it, i.e. guarding this fire, angels who are mighty, harsh, never disobey Allah, and they do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them. So in this verse, we see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by warning us against hellfire. That Allah is commanding us to save ourselves as well as our families from hellfire. It is the obligation of every Muslim to struggle hard to avoid hellfire. And also it is the obligation of every Muslim to warn his family against hellfire. And from the description of this fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about the fuel of it, which are men as well as stone. Allah al-afiyah, may Allah protect us all. And also that this fire is guarded by angels. They chose it severe and mighty. That means there is no state. And these angels, they do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. In Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 65, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Ibad al-Rahman, those people who had mentioned yesterday in Khutbah al-Jum'ah, the slave servants of the most beneficent. Among the description of those people, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا إن عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. And those who invoke Allah and say, Oh Allah, turn away from us the punishment of hellfire. Indeed, the punishment of hellfire so serious and severe, and the pain of in hellfire is so serious. So the dua of the believer, the dua of Ibad al-Rahman, is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect them from hellfire and turn away from them the severe punishment of hellfire. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يعلمهم هذا الدعاء كما يعلمهم السورة من القرآن. قولوا اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم وأعوذ بك من عذاب القبر وأعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال وأعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات. ابن مسعود, may Allah be pleased with him, inform us that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach them this dua, this supplication, the same way he used to teach them his chapter from the Quran. This dua for the person to say before he end his prayer, after he say your at-tahiyyat, at-tashahud, before you taslim out from your prayer, you supplicate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you ask him, O Allah, I seek refuge in thee from the punishment of the fire, the punishment of hellfire, Jahannam. And I seek refuge in thee from the torment of the grave. And I seek refuge in thee from the trial of the Dajjal, Al-Masih al-Dajjal, and I seek refuge in thee from the temptation of the life and death. So this is one of the things that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. To protect us from it is the punishment of hellfire. And from the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which he used to say it a lot, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O Allah, grant us the good of this life and the good of the hereafter and protect us from the punishment of hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us against the fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us that one of the means that the people will dwell in hellfire, their disobedience to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he saying, يَوْمَ تُقَلَّبُ وُجُوهُهُمْ فِي النَّارِ يقولون يا ليتنا أطعنا الله وأطعنا الرسول. سورة الأحزاب, verse number 66. In the day when the faces of those people, the dweller of hellfire, will be turning in the fire, and they will say, woe to us, we wish that we had obeyed the Prophet. We wish we had obeyed Allah and the Prophet of Allah. So as a result of disobedience to Allah and disobedience to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will dwell in hellfire and their faces will be turning right and left. And they will remember their disobedience to Allah and they will remember their disobedience to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they will say, woe to us, we wish that we did better by obeying Allah and His Messenger. And one of the atonement of the hellfire, as Allah said in Surah Al-Qamar, verse number 48, يَوْمَ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ ذُوقُوا مَسَّ سَقَرَ. in the day when they be dragging in their faith, and it will be said to them, face the punishment of Saqar, which is one of the places in hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us all from this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us about one of the means to save ourselves from the torment of the fire, he's saying in the hadith which he reported by Adi ibn Hatim, may Allah be pleased with him, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying in the hadith which in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari رحمة الله عليه, save yourself, make a shield between you and the fire. Even by a half of day, found a good deed to become a protection between you and the fire. If it's nothing but a half of day, do so by giving it charity, giving fi sabilillah. The charity will be a means of a shelter, will be a means of protection for you from hellfire. And if you're so poor, you do not have anything to give, not even the price of a half day, at least a good word. At least a good word. A good word like saying, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah. This will be a reward for you and will be a means of protection for you from hellfire. The seriousness of hellfire, and to show you that hellfire is a reality, the hadith Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhuma, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يؤتى بالنار يوم القيامة لها 70,000 زمام مع كل زمام 70,000 ملك يجرونها. In the collection of Imam Muslim رحمة الله عليه, narrated by Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, hellfire will be brought in the day of judgment, guided or dragged by 70,000 ropes or a chain, with every rope or every chain 70,000 angels. Subhanallah. This shows you how serious and how great hellfire, led by 70,000 of a chain dragging it. By each chain is dragged by 70,000 angels. Subhanallah. How serious and how bad place it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Hujr, verse number 44, لها 7 أبواب لكل باب منهم قسم جزء مقسوم. The hellfire has 7 gates. And as it came in the hadith which is a collection of Imam Ahmad, authenticated by Sheikh Al-Albani rahmatullahi alayhi, telling us Al-Jannah لها 8 أبواب والنار لها 7 أبواب. Jannah has 70 gates and hellfire has 7 gates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about the heat of hellfire. And Allah say, فَأَنْذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى لَا يَصْلَاهَا إِلَّا الْأَشْقَى. Surah Al-Layl, verse number 14. I warn you, a fire which cutting each other, cutting itself, burning, blazing, furious from the anger, none will enter it except the misfortune person. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, telling us, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, نَارُكُمْ هَذِهِ مَا يُوْقَدُ بَنُوا آدَمْ جُزْءٌ وَاحِدٌ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ جُزْءًا مِنْ نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ. The fire that you're using in this dunya, the fire which you kindle to cook, to warm your houses, nothing but one portion out of 70 portions of hellfire. SubhanAllah. The fire that we're using in this dunya, the heat and the severe heat of this fire compared to the real fire in the day of judgment is only 1 out of 70. The companion said, oh, by Allah, one portion was sufficient. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the hellfire exceeds in severe, in burning, in heat, in everything, 69 more than what you use in each portion, equal to this fire that we are experiencing in this life. There is no way that we can even imagine how serious is hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. Listen to this hadith. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, and say created al-jannah wal-nar, because both of them are the creation of Allah, and Allah created hellfire for the punishment, and created jannah for the reward. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created al-jannah wal-nar, arsala Jibreel ila al-jannah faqala anzur ilayha. Allah sent Jibreel to Jannah and said, go and look and observe Jannah and what I had to prepare in Jannah for the dweller of it. So Jibreel alayhi salam, the angel Jibreel, went and he looked and he observed what Allah had to prepare for the believer. He came back and said, oh Allah, I swear by your honor, no one will hear about Jannah except when he'll enter Jannah. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had surrounded Jannah with al-makari, with hardship, with disliking, things that you dislike. And after this, he told Jibreel, go and look and observe now. When Jibreel went and saw it, he says, oh Allah, by your honor, I'm scared that no one will enter Jannah. When he looked to Jannah before, he said, oh, it's beautiful, it's good, it's so nice. Anybody hear about Jannah, everybody will go to Jannah. But after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brought the hardship, the things that we dislike, the temptation, the struggling became surrounding, like a fence surrounding Jannah. And after this, he said to Jibreel, go and look to it now. So Jibreel alayhi salam, he found that the way to Jannah is through going through this hardship and this difficulty. Waking up early in the morning, praying Fajr before sunrise, given from the money that you work hard to earn, to give fi sabilillah, to control your anger, to be patient, all these things to stay away from the haram. So he found all the things that a human being dislikes, all this hardship, you have to cross this valley before you reach it to Jannah. He said, oh Allah, I'm scared that no one will be able to enter Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, go and look and observe fire. And what I had prepared for the dweller of the fire, the inmate of fire, he went and he saw it. So, and hellfire was fighting each other, was too much anger between the fire and itself, cutting each other. And he said, oh Allah, by your honor, no one will hear about fire and will enter it. Look so bad, so horrible. Who will hear about fire and will go to fire? After this, Allah surrounded fire with desire, things which is the nafs, the temptation, women, drugs, alcohol, feeling, love, all kind of things that human being by his nature will love. And after this, Allah said, go and observe the hellfire again. So when Jibreel went and looked at it, he said, oh Allah, I'm scared that no one will be able to be saved from hellfire. Everybody will be rushing from all this temptation. Want this and want that, we want rest and relax, and women and men, boyfriend, girlfriend, easy money, drugs and usury and haram and this. Because this is the way and the means to hellfire. With all this temptation. So, this is the way to hellfire. And person have to struggle and to control their anger and to control their desires and their lust to be saved from hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us that hellfire is so deep and the dwellers of the lowest of all of it are the munafiqoon, the hypocrites, as he stated in Surah Al-Nisa, verse 145, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Indeed, the hypocrites are in the lowest of all places of hellfire. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated, one day we were sitting in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we heard a noise. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Atadruna ma hada?" Do you know what this noise that you just heard? Qulna Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. We said, Allah and His Messenger knows this. He said, هذا حجر أرسله الله في جهنم منذ 70 خريفا فالآن حين انتهى إلى قعرها. The Prophet said to the companions, do you know what this noise that you just heard? He said, Allah and His Messenger knows this. He said, this is a rock which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to hellfire 70 years ago. And just now, when you heard this noise, just now, land down. 70,000 years. Subhanallah, can you imagine how deep is hellfire? How deep is hellfire? For 70,000 years, this truck, it took 70,000 years to reach the bottom of hellfire. This shows you how deep it is. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about the people in the day of judgment. and especially about those who receive their book with their left hand. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Haqqah, the reality. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ ما أغنى عني مالية هلك عني سلطانية خذيه فغلوه ثم الجحيم صلوه ثم في سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا فاسلكوه. As for the one who received his book with his left hand, he will say, woe to me, I wish I never received my book. I wish that this was my end. I wish I didn't get to know about my account. I wish that this was my end when I died and been buried in the grave, that this was my end. I never been resurrected again. Indeed, my property, it didn't prevail from the punishment of Allah. And my authority and my position didn't help me. And after this, Allah will command the angel, take him and tie him, handcuff him, and send him to hellfire. And in a chain which is the length of it 70. Arm-based, tie him, and drag him with this chain, 70 arm-based, and put him in the hill. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his protection. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about the strength of the people of Hilfar. واستفتحوا وخاب كل جبار عنيد من ورائه جهنم ويسقى من ماء صديد يتجرعه ولا يكاد يسيغه ويأتيه الموت من كل مكان وما هو بميت ومن ورائه عذاب غليظ. سورة إبراهيم verse number 15-17. That misfortune will be for every jabbar, aneed, every transgressor person, a person who rejected the truth, rejecting the verses of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that hellfire is waiting on him, and he will be drinking a rusty boiling water, and he will be drinking it, and there is no taste for him, and this will be coming for him from every angle, but he is not going to be dying. That this water is a water, dirty, salty water, and is not going to be helping him. It's causing him to die because of the severe punishment of this boiling water. But although this is surrounding him from every angle, but he's not going to die. And a severe punishment more than this waiting on him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many, many verses in the Quran tells us about the punishment of the people of hellfire and the food of the people of hellfire. He said, إِنَّ شَجَرَةَ الزَّقُّومِ طَعَامُ الْأَثِيمِ كالمهل يغلي في البطون كغلي الحميم. سورة الدخان The Smoke verse number 43 to 46. About the food of the people of Hellfire is from the tree of Al-Zakum, طعام الأثيم, and تلك المهل burning in their stomach, كغلي الحميم, وأسقى الله his protection. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم explaining to us about this Al-Zakum, that لو أن قطرة من الزقوم, only one drop from Al-Zakum, fall in this dunya will spoil every living thing of the dunya. The people could not benefit from vegetation, from fruit, from meat, from fruit, anything. One drop, only one drop of al-zakum, wal-iyadu billah, Allah send it on this dunya, will spoil our livelihood. So can you imagine the ones that their food will be al-zakum itself. He will be fed from this tree, wal-iyadu billah. The bodies of the people of hellfire will be changing. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the dirt of al-kafir mithlu Uhud, the molar, the bad teeth of the kafir will be as big as the mountain of Uhud. The molar, one tooth, the bad teeth of the kafir will be so big as much as the mountain of Uhud. And the thickness of his skin will be the walking distance or the traveling distance of 3. As it came in other narration that the skin of the kafir will be 42 zira'ar length. And the molar of the kafir will be as big as the mountain of Uhud. And the sitting place, when like a person sit in a seat, will be as big as the distance between Mecca and Medina. Subhanallah. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما بين منكبي الكافر في النار مسيرة 3 أيام للراكب المسرع. This is the collection of Imam Ibn Majah rahmatullahi alayhi, hadith reported by Abu Huraira that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the distance between the two shoulders of the kafir in hellfire as big as traveling distance of 3 nights. The distance between the two shoulders of the kafir, the person in hellfire, as a person who's traveling, see how far a fast traveler will cut a distance of 3 nights. If this is hellfire, and if this is the skin of the people who dwelling in hellfire, especially the kuffar, how serious the severe punishment of hellfire. Instead of telling you how serious it is, let me tell you about the least person, the lowest person that's suffering in hellfire. This hadith reported by Al-Nu'man ibn Bashir in Al-Fatih 3-6. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, إِنَّ أَهْوَلَ أَهْلِ النَّارِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَرَجُلٌ تُرَعْ فِي إِخْمَةِ قَدْعَمَيْنِ بِجَمْرَةِ يَغْرِي مِنْ هَذِي نَامُ. the least person in punishment in hellfire is the day of his judgment. A person whom Allah puts between his two toes, a piece of fire, as a result of this, his brain will be boiling. You know, like when you put a piece of coal to burn the incense, more stubble to burn the incense, it will be something like this put between the toes of a person, of the dwellers of their fire. But as a result of this small thing, his brain is boiling. And this is the lowest degree of punishment in hellfire. As in the hadith reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنْ أَذْنَ أَهْلَ النَّارِ عَذَابًا يَلْتَعِلُ بِنَعْلَيْنِ مِنْ نَارِ يَغْلِي دِمَاهُ مِنْ حَرَارَةِ نَعْلَيْنِ. The least person of punishment in his fire, the person who will be wearing a sandal or a shoe, and as a result of this, his brain will be boiling out of this punishment or this severe thing. عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يؤتى بأنعم أهل الدنيا من أهل النار فيصبغ في النار صبغة واحدة صبغة ثم يقال له يا ابن آدم هل رأيت خيرا قط؟ هل مر بك نعيم قط؟ فيقول لا والله يا رب. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, the person of this dunya, the worst portion of the people of this dunya, person of the cars, the houses, the luxury, but the most portion person of this dunya, who's supposed to be distant in the hereafter to hellfire, he will be brought in the day of judgment. Allah will give him one time in hellfire. He will be dead only one time in hellfire. Not for a year or a month, he will be dead only one time in hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask to him, did you ever see any ghost in your life? He will say, no Allah, I never saw any ghost in my life. Not that he's lying, but one day in hellfire was sufficient to erase all the good memories that he had and all the luxuries that he had in his life. One day in hellfire is sufficient to make the person forget all the pleasure of this dunya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that in أَهْلَ النَّارِ لَا يَكُونَ حتى لو أجريت أن تفهم في دموعهم لجرى. The people of hellfire will be crying, shedding tears so much that for shed through fear, is this fear will be sufficient enough for them to sail on this fear, and that their fear will be blood in the day of judgment. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله تعالى يا آدم فيقول لبيك وسعديك والخير في يديك. قال يقول أخرج بعث النار. قال وما بعث النار؟ قال من كل 1999 فذاك حين يشيب الصغير وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. ابو سعيد الخضري كان مره جديد ضمن ريت اذا حديث اذا كلت شنكم الامام البخاري رحمه الله عليه the prophet of Allah's day, Allah's day is the day of judgment. For Adam, there is a portion of hellfire from the people. Say, O Adam, he will say, Labbaik Allah, here I am at your command, Allah. He says, then the people of hellfire, the portion of your nation, of your descendants, of pain, sends them to hellfire. He said, O Allah, and what is the portion of the people of hellfire? He said, from every 1,999 times. Out of every 1,999 people to hellfire, and one person or gender. Is this moment, this when the young girl, her or turn to be great? Is the serious news that will make the young, the children, their hair will turn gray, and every woman one will drop her pregnancy out of fear. And you will observe the people as if they are drunk in a state of drunkenness. But they are not drunk. But the punishment of Allah is so severe. The people of hellfire, they will be there forever by saying the Surah Taha, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا. Indeed, who comes to his Lord in the day of judgment as the criminal, the disbeliever, he will have hellfire, which he doesn't live in it, neither he die. How a person will be in hellfire and he doesn't live, neither he die. He said, لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. How a person can be in a spirit, he's not living, neither he is dead. That means he's not going to live in this life which he enjoys, neither he will die, and he will be rested from the punishment. Okay? And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, إذا صار أهل الجنة إلى الجنة وأهل النار إلى النار أتي بالموت حتى يجعل بين الجنة والنار ثم يذبح ثم ينادى منادي ينادي منادي يا أهل الجنة لا موت ويا أهل النار لا موت فيزداد أهل الجنة فرحا إلى فرحهم ويزداد أهل النار حزنا إلى حزنهم كان الله after the people of hell fire in fire and the people of Jannah in Jannah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring this in a form of Iram. After this, a big king, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will call in the dweller of Jannah and the inmates of the fire and tell them, do you know what is this? They will recognize it. They will say yes. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the dead to be killed. This animal to be slaughtered. Does it mean no more death anymore? And will be life forever for the people of hellfire. and will be life forever for people of Jannah. No more death for any of them. To the people of Paradise, their happiness will be more. They will be more happier than they used to be before, because they know that they will enjoy this life and this goodness forever. And the people of Hellfire, their sadness will be increased in addition to their sadness that they already have, because they understand in this moment that no care for them, neither there is no death after this moment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us all from Hellfire, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shelter us from Hellfire. Oh Allah, our bodies so weak to test your punishment, so we ask you with your mercy and that you be kind to us all, and that you save us, and that you forgive us for our sins, and that you keep us distant away from Hellfire. And inshallah, with this we start here, because the talk is supposed to be about the question of Hellfire and Paradise. So before we close, we can talk a little bit also about Jannah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the dwellers of Jannah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability that we work towards this Jannah, which is the promised place for those people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those people who have avoided the shirk, and that this will be the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his people whom he bestowed his mercy on them. Not because our deed is sufficient for us to deserve Jannah, but because the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, لن يدخل أحدكم الجنة بعمل, none of you will enter Jannah due to his deed. He said, ولا أنت يا رسول الله, قال ولا أنا إلا أن يتغمدني الله برحمته. None of you will enter Jannah due to his good deed. He said, even you, Prophet of Allah. He said, even me, except Allah will shelter me and cover me with his mercy. To my brothers and sisters, entering Jannah is not because how much salah we make or how much money we give for the sake of Allah, but is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We enter Jannah by Allah's mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will his birth, and Allah shower whom he pleases with his mercy. And no one can question Allah. No one can question Allah about whom he has chosen from his mercy. No one can question Allah, but we want to be questioned. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فيقول هاؤم اقرءوا كتابيه إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابيه فهو في عيسى راضية في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. As for the one being given his book with his right hand, he was so happy and saying, read my book. Indeed, I used to believe that I'll be facing this day and that I will be brought for account. Then as for him who will be given his racket in his right hand will say, here, read my book. Surely I did believe that I shall meet my account, though he shall be in a life well breathing, in a lofty paradise. The fruit in abundance, in bunches whereof will be low and near at hand. Eat and drink at ease for that which you have sinned from before you in days past. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying in the hadith which is reported by Abu Huraira, يُنَادِي مُنَادٍ يَا أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَصُحُّوا فَلَا تَصْطَمُوا أَبَدًا. O people of Jannah, in the day of judgment, a caller will be calling on the dweller of paradise, saying, O people of Jannah, indeed to you to live good forever. Healthy, never you will be getting sick. You will live forever, no death, forever. You will be young forever, you never will get old. You will have always enjoyment, no any disturbance anymore. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in the hadith Al-Qudsi from Rabbil Izzah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us in the hadith Al-Qudsi which reported by Abu Huraira from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is saying, I had to prepare for my righteous people what no eye had ever seen before, no ear had heard before, and no human being can imagine. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, is saying, nothing in this life from what in the Jannah except the name. So the honey share the name, but is not the same honey, is not the same quality, is not the same purity. But nothing in this dunya, what you hear in Jannah, except the sharing name only. So you hear asal, and also there in Jannah will be asal, but it's big difference, as much as the difference and the distance between the earth and the heaven. Only name. You will hear about khamr, wine, milk, all these things. It's nothing but name. But when you see what's in Jannah, as Rasulullah SAW, no eye has seen it before. Never, never anything that you experience in this life. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us, the distance of one of you in Jannah, which equals to your whip or your arrow. Okay? And this, what you own is in this life, if you have equal distance in Jannah, is much, much better than what the sun has risen above. You see, when the sun rises, it covers what? The whole earth. The little bit share that you own in Jannah, the little bit that you share and that you possess in Jannah is much, much better than all this dunya. Can you imagine the people, they will have houses. Houses, not a, only a distance of laying down your stake or your webbing. Look, when you lay down your webbing on the ground, how much your webbing will cover from the air. What you own in Jannah equal to this space is much better than what the sun has risen over. Sahl ibn Sa'd, may Allah be pleased with him, telling us Jannah from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying Jannah has 8 gates. One of them called Ar-Rayyan, especially for those who used to fast. A special gate for the people who observe the fasting called Ar-Rayyan. If you want to know how great Jannah, listen to Hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhima. He says, إن في الجنة مائة درجة ما بين كل درجين درجتين كما بين السماء والأرض. Indeed, in Jannah, there is 100 ranks, 100 levels. And between each level and the next level, as much as the distance between the earth and the sky. SubhanAllah. Can you imagine the distance between the earth and the sky? This is equal to the distance between each level and the next level in Jannah. But how many levels? He said 100 levels. This is not the whole Jannah, but this is only what Allah has prepared for those who strive in the cause of Allah. So you could note, Allah says, في جنات عالية, in a high Jannah. And this is only some of what's in the Jannah. Can you imagine how Jannah itself? It says that the people of Jannah will be looking to each other in their dwelling places, like one of us here in the earth looking to see the stars in the sky. SubhanAllah. So this is the distance, like between a neighbor and another neighbor in Jannah. SubhanAllah. Look how far is the stars from us. And how pretty and lighting they are. So when we see the dwellers of Jannah, you see your neighbor there, like the distance between us and this star, and how bright and how good is the star. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many verses told us about the food of the people of Jannah and the drinks of the people of Jannah. And one of them, as example, Surah Al-Ghashiyah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about some of these good things. But inshallah, I will encourage all of you that when you go home, that you go over some of these verses and read it for yourself. And let's, as a dumbbell, not one of them, inshallah. They في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة in a lofty paradise where they shall neither hear harmful speech nor folly. So there is no disturbance by any means, emotional disturbance, even your ears, your eyes, everything that you look, everything that you hear, everything is enjoyment. So the false talk is not there, so no disturbance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ in a lofty paradise. لَا تَسْمَعُ فِيهَا لَاغِيَةٍ where they shall neither hear harmful speech nor falsehood. فِيهَا عَيْنٌ جَارِيَةٍ therein will be a running spring. فيها سرر مرفوعة therein will be thrones raised high وأكواب موضوعة and cups sit at hand ونمارق مصفوفة and cushions sit in rows وزرابي مبثوثة and rich fabric all spread out. This is only some of the description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about Jannah. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, يَأْكُلُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ وَيَشْرَبُونَ وَيَتَمَخَّطُونَ ولا يتغوطون طعامهم ذلك جشاء كريح اللس يلهمون التسبيح والتكبير كما تلهمون النفس. In the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi saying, the people of Jannah, they will eat and they will drink, but they do not use the bathroom. But will be yusha, the spark, like sweating. But their sweat will be like the smell of the musk. You see, like a person after he eats, he has to release himself and go to the bathroom. But for the people of Jannah, none of this. No anything bad coming out of them. And this will come as a result of eating and drinking. This will come in a form of sweating. But even the sweat is different. It's going to be like the smell of the musk. Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us also about the gold and the silk the people of Jannah will be wearing. And how is he going to be young? All the things that it will take a whole lecture to describe things about the things. But inshallah, with few more ahadith that from the book of Riyadh al-Saliheen, that inshallah, I will encourage all of you that you can refer to it and look to it, inshallah. سورة الحجر الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول إن المتقين في جنات وعيون ادخلوها بسلام آمنين ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل إخوانا على سرر متقابلين لا يمسهم فيها نصب وما هم منها بمخرجين. Indeed, the righteous one will be in Jannat. In Jannat, not only one Jannah. You have Jannat al-Na'im, you have Jannat al-Firdaus, you have Jannat Adn. Many Jannah, okay? And brings enter it in peace and safe in tranquility. And one important thing Allah saying what? And we snatch and pick out whatever is their chest from what? Jealous and envy. All these bad things, huh? Oh, you see somebody have more than you, now you start have envy and jealous. Or he says this to me, or I assume he was talking about me. Allah will take from the believer's heart all this, the shaitanic thing. As a result of this, you will be sitting across from each other as brothers on high cushions and beds. Now there is no animosity, no bad feeling like brothers. They will be like brothers. No tiredness, no fatigue. Neither they will be turning away from Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Zukhruf, Allah says, يا عبادي لا خوف عليكم اليوم ولا أنتم تحزنون الذين آمنوا بآياتنا وكانوا مسلمين ادخلوا الجنة أنتم وأزواجكم تحبرون يطاف عليهم بصحاف من ذهب وأكواب وفيها ما تشتهي الأنفس وتلذ الأعين وأنتم فيها خالدون وتلك الجنة التي أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون لكم فيها فاكهة كثيرة منها تأكلون. Oh my slave servant, no fear for you, no sadness for you today. Those who used to believe in our verses and submitting themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His order. Enter Jannah, you and your wives in pleasure. And they will be served in cups and dishes from gold. And in it, whatever their soul desires and whatever coolness for their eyes. And you'll be there forever. Indeed, this is the Jannah which you are inherited as a result of what you used to do in good deeds while you were alive before. Yarhamukallah. In it will be a lot of food for you and from it you will be easy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about the most unfortunate person of this dunya. Allah has destined him to be from the dwellers of Jannah. The worst person was living in this life. Sickness, poverty, name it, everything. But Allah has decreed for him to be from the dweller of Jannah. In the day of judgment, Allah will bring him and will bid him one time in Jannah. Only one day. In this dunya, he used to be sick, no money, no children, no wife, no cars, no anything. Can you imagine who the person can be? The he's almost zero in everything, suffering everything. But in the day of judgment, Allah has distanced this person to be from the dwellers of Jannah. So Allah will take him and he will dip him one time in Jannah. And after this, Allah will say to him, Abdi, Ar-ra'ayta bu'san qat, oh my slave, did you ever see any misfortune in your life? He will say, no, Allah, I never saw anything bad in my life. SubhanAllah. If one dip in paradise will erase all these bad memories of 40, 50, 60 years, whatever, can you imagine he lives there for a year or 10 years? Can you imagine he lives there forever? SubhanAllah. May Allah give it to us, inshaAllah. Inshallah, we close with this hadith, which is the height of all pleasure. Hadith which he reported in the collection of Imam Muslim, rahmatullah alayhi, reported by Suhaib, may Allah be pleased with him. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى تُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا أَزِيدُكُمْ فيقولون ألم تبيض وجوهنا ألم تدخلنا الجنة وتنجينا من النار فيكشف الحجاب فما أعطوا شيئا أحب إليهم من النظر إلى ربهم. After the people of Jannah enter Jannah, Allah the Almighty will say, do you want anything else for me to give you? Anything else I can give you, increase your pleasure? They say, oh Allah, you are brightening our faces. You allow us to enter Jannah. You have saved us from hellfire. What else can be? After all this, what else can be to increase our pleasure? Upon that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will remove the veil that between him and the people. So the people never been given anything good, more dearer and more better for them than looking to the face of Almighty Allah. Allah. For Allah give us the pleasure of looking at you in the Jannah. Ameen. For Allah don't make us from those people that you turn them away from such blessings and such favor. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. الحمد لله جزاكم الله خيرا. آمين. جزاك الله خيرا. And we pray that Allah accept it inshallah from me and from you, from our brothers and sisters who joining us on athle.net. Thank you for joining us this early this morning. And our next lecture will be, inshallah, later on today after Salat al-Asr. After Asr, don't forget that we are behind you 1 hour, those who in the East Coast. So, and this will be approximately about 5:30, which will be 6:30 your time, inshallah, if you are in the East Coast. And thank you for joining us, and thank you for broadcast this lecture. And again, we're looking forward to see you later. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. And sorry that we could not you join us on the breakfast. جزاكم الله خيرا. So please forgive us for this.
السلام عليكم.
بسم الله.
Okay, yeah, it was fine.
Please?
Yes, we got it.
Alhamdulillah, okay, it's got off now.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Oh, yes.